There are continuous calls for parents and guardians to take the necessary steps to ensure that their children are safe, especially when traveling to and from school. In today's program, we highlight some of the ways you can ensure that your child gets to and from school safely.
We want to generally encourage parents to ensure that they take all necessary precautions in the vehicle their child travels in and in the use of the roadways so that their children can reach safe to school and reach back to their homes safely.
Senior Superintendent and Commanding Officer for the Traffic and Highway Division, Calvin Allen. Each day, parents and guardians make the necessary preparations to send their children to school. One important aspect of that preparation involves arranging safe transportation to and from their respective learning institutions. Senior Superintendent and Commanding Officer for the Traffic and Highway Division, Calvin Allen, says parents should ensure that persons contracted to transport children to school are responsible adults.
If you contract a particular company or individual to take your child to school, ensure that that person is one that is responsible and mature in using the roadways so that you can feel safe and assured that your child is being transported on the very conscious and disciplined instructions, and that it is a person that is responsible in using the roadways.
Many parents have been playing their part in arranging safe transportation for their children. Teacher of the Collington Primary School in Clarendon, Latoya Guthrie, says many persons in our community have been making the sacrifice to take their children to school daily.
Even in my community, I see where parents are always bringing their kids to school. The smaller ones, per se, even sometimes the bigger ones. For those who have to take vehicles to school, the parents sometimes follow them to the bus stop and they go back there to pick them up in the evening. They make that sacrifice.
Resident of Collington District in Clarendon, Sheena Beckford, says while her children walk to school, she is often there to accompany them.
My kids get to school by walking. There are times when I follow them and there are times when I don't. Parents getting children to school by the vehicle. Most parents arrange for a vehicle to pick them up and then arrange for the vehicle to bring them back safely to them.
Natisha Grant of Brayhead, Clarendon shares another safe method of transportation for children.
Parents can get their children safely to school by organizing a taxi or a bus that picks them up in the morning, let them off at school, and go back for them in the evening and let them off straight back at home.
Senior Superintendent and Commanding Officer for the Traffic and Highway Division, Calvin Allen, shares similar sentiments.
We want to remind parents and guardians, if there is someone that you have designated to pick up your child at school, ensure that the information is properly communicated to your child. Also, always remind your children to communicate with you just in case the person who turns up to pick them up is not someone that they are familiar with.
Principal of Collington Primary, Dolores Ricketts, is encouraging more parents to travel with their children.
Take the taxi now and again with your child. Take the bus probably once per month with your child. If more parents were in the bus with their children, I'm sure the drivers would be more cautious. The persons who might want to do something wrong just might desist because there are adults around.
While some parents in the corporate area use privately owned transportation to get their children to school, there are many who use public transportation, such as the Jamaica Urban Transit Company.
How I feel about riding on JETC bus, it's much safer, the ride is more comfortable. You don't get squeezed in the air, AC and all of that, and it's just a safe journey on a JETC bus overall.
Parent Shari Beckford. It's important to help your children become wise to the ways of public transportation before they use it. Teach your children safety rules for taking the bus and even walking in busy traffic areas. This is especially important because as children grow older, they may take public transportation on their own, especially to get to school.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.